All right, today we are going to start with a question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
어린이 여러분, 커서 뭐가 되고 싶으세요? 혹시 전도사님이 어릴 때 뭐가 되고 싶었는지 맞춰볼래요?
Can you guess what I wanted to be when I was your age? Do you think it was a firefighter? Oh, I think it's better to be tall when you're a firefighter. And I've been this height since seventh grade. So, nope.
소방관은 키가 조금 작아서 안 될 것 같고.
Maybe a lawyer? I wanted to be a lawyer when I was in college. But no, that was not what I wanted to be when I was younger.
대학교 가서는 변호사가 되고 싶었는데 어릴 때는 아니었어요.
When I was younger, I wanted to be the president of the United States.
맞아요. 전도사님은 어릴 때는 대통령이 되고 싶었어요. 그냥 대통령이 아니라 미국에서 처음으로 한국 사람인 미국 대통령이 되고 싶었죠. 전도사님 꿈 엄청 컸죠?
네, that's right. I wanted to be the president of the United States. So growing up, I read a lot of books about great presidents.
그래서 어렸을 때 훌륭한 대통령에 대한 많은 책들을 읽었어요.
I read about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Franklin Roosevelt, and so many more. I read about them because I wanted to be like them one day.
그 많은 책을 읽은 이유는 언젠가 훌륭한 대통령이 되어서 많은 사람들을 돕고 싶어서였어요.
I wanted to be the president to help as many people as possible. And it seemed like presidents do just that. Help people. So I went to the library and read everything I can about all the great presidents. Fun fact, did you know many presidents are really, really tall?
책들을 읽으면서 발견한 재미있는 사실 하나 알려줄까요? 미국 대통령이 된 사람들은 다 키가 엄청 커요. 엄청 커요.
George Washington, 6'2". Abraham Lincoln, who was the tallest president, by the way, was towering 6'4". The average height of all the presidents is about 5'11". And the shortest president is James Madison at 5'4". And if you're wondering how tall that is, well, you're looking at someone who is 5'4". So before you go off thinking, oh, there was no hope for me to become a president because I'm not tall, well, there was hope, tiny hope.
모든 미국 대통령의 평균 키는 대략 180이에요. 키가 제일 큰 링컨 대통령은 193이었고 가장 키가 작은 대통령, 제임스 매디슨은 162였어요. 그게 얼만큼 큰지 궁금하면 지금 전도사님을 보세요. 키가 작다고 대통령이 될 가능성이 없었던 건 아니에요. 혹시 한국 속담에 작은 고추가 맵다 들어봤어요? 네, 전도사님은 작지만 맵습니다.
But anyways, you see, I learned everything there is to know about these presidents so that I can become one someday. And when I was in fourth grade, just like you, President George W. Bush was just elected as the 43rd president of the United States.
초등학교 4학년 때 조지 W. 부시 대통령이 미국 43대 대통령으로 당선되었어요. 그때 부시 대통령에게 당선 축하 편지를 보냈는데요. 언젠간 대통령이 되고 싶은 마음으로 정성껏 써서 보냈죠.
I wanted to write to President Bush to congratulate him on his election, hoping that one day I can be just like him. So I took out my pencil and wrote him a letter. I was not expecting him to reply to my letter. After all, presidents are really, really busy, right? But guess what? I found this in my mailbox one day. It was
from the White House. 어느 날 우편함에서 이 편지를 발견했어요. 바로 백악관에서 온 편지였어요. I was so excited, so I ran back to my room and opened the envelope, and inside I found a portrait of George W. Bush. He kindly sent me a portrait just in case I forgot what he looked like. Thank you, Mr. President, if you're watching. But more importantly, I also found this letter. This letter. And it read this. Dear friend, thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. I am pleased to hear from young people like you who care enough to take the time to write. All of us have God-given talents that we can use to make the world a better place. I hope you will always use your special talents for the good of those around you. Then he talked about the importance of reading because reading is, you know, important. Then he finished by saying, Mrs. Bush joins me in sending our best wishes. Sincerely, George W. Bush. And he signed it. Now, I was really inspired after receiving this letter from the president. 부시 대통령으로부터 이 편지를 받고 정말 좋았어요. 왜냐하면 조지 W. 부시는 전두사님이 유일하게 편지를 보낸 대통령이기 때문이죠. And ever since then, I took a great interest in knowing more about George W. Bush. He's the only president who ever wrote a letter to me. I even bought his autobiography when he came out. But you see, even when I read a lot about George Bush, I did not truly know him. I know a lot of facts about him. I can tell you his nickname, what his dogs are called, and I can even tell you how tall he is. But I never met him in person. I never had a conversation with him or had a meal with him. Then suddenly I had a question. Wait a minute. Is this letter even real? Because is it really from the president himself? After all, it doesn't even say my name on it. It just says, dear friend. 저 그 이후로 부시 대통령에 대해 더 많은 관심을 가지고 많이 알고 싶어 했어요. 도서관에 가서 많은 책도 읽었죠. 그래서 지금은 부시 대통령에 대해 많은 사실을 알고 있어요. 부시 대통령의 별명, 강아지 이름, 키가 얼만큼 큰지도 알려줄 수 있어요. 하지만 부시 대통령을 직접 만나본 적도 없고 대화를 나눈 적도 없고 밥을 같이 먹은 적도 없어요. 전두사님이 부시 대통령을 정말로 아는 것은 아니죠. 부시 대통령에 대해 많은 것을 알고 있지만 정말로 아는 것은 아니에요. 그러다가 갑자기 질문이 생겼어요. 잠깐만, 이 편지 정말 부시 대통령이 쓴 것일까? 편지에 이름도 나오지 않잖아요. 그냥 Dear Friend라고만 쓰여져 있어요. The only sure way that this letter is really from the President Bush is for me to truly know President Bush so that I can ask him, Mr. President, did you write this letter? You see, that's why truly knowing someone is very important. It requires a relationship. And we'll be talking about that today. Truly knowing Jesus. 이 편지가 부시 대통령으로부터 온 것인지 확인할 수 있는 유일한 방법은 전두사님이 부시 대통령을 정말로 알아서 직접 물어보는 거죠. 그래서 누군가를 정말로 알아야 하는 것은 매우 중요해요. 누군가를 정말로 아는 것은 관계가 있어야 되는 거죠. 예수님을 정말로 아는 것도 같아요. 관계로 시작되는 거죠. Truly knowing Jesus requires a relationship with Jesus. I'm pretty sure we learned so much about Jesus at our Sunday worship, Sunday school, and during our QT. But you see,
if all that learning stops at just knowing a lot about Jesus, then we miss the mark.
우리 어린이 친구들은 주일 예배, 주일 학교, 큐티 할 때 예수님에 대한 많은 것을 배우고 있어요. 하지만 만약 그 모든 게 예수님에 대한 많은 사실들을 알고 끝나면 우리는 목표를 놓치게 돼요. 예수님에 대한 많은 사실을 알고 있는 것과 정말로, 정말로 예수님을 아는 것의 차이는 이렇게 설명할 수 있어요.
The difference between knowing about Jesus and truly knowing Jesus can be described like this. I have here choco pie. 여기 choco pie가 있죠? Now, I can describe to you how this choco pie tastes like. It is delicious, by the way. I didn't have breakfast, so I'm getting a little hungry. I can let you know that this is covered in sweet chocolate outside, melted and hardened to just right amount of textures to give you that crunch when you bite into it. And inside there's velvety, spongy cake, cushioning every bite after the crunch. And at the center, ooh, gooey marshmallow smack in the middle, right? All these three layers come together to make a symphony of sweet deliciousness in your mouth. How many of you can imagine how that tastes like right now? Raise your hand if you can imagine it. Oh, yeah, very good, very good. Okay, yeah, I'm starting getting even more hungry for choco pie now. Maybe I'll have some after this. But for some of you, you don't have to imagine how choco pie tastes like. That's because you have tasted it before. What I just described to you are facts about choco pie. You can imagine how it tastes like, but nothing beats actually eating one to truly know what it tastes like. You must taste it to truly know. And truly knowing Jesus is similar. You have to meet him and truly know him.
지금부터 이 초코파이가 얼만큼 맛있는지 설명할 수 있어요. 달콤한 초콜릿으로 덮여 있고 스펀지 케이크와 같은 스펀지 케이크와 말랑말랑한 마시멜로가 가운데 있죠. 맛있는 초코파이 맛 상상할 수 있죠? 하지만 방금 초코파이에 대한 사실들만 설명한 것이에요. 여러분들은 지금 초코파이에 대해 듣고 그 맛을 상상할 수 있지만 정말로 그 맛을 알려면 직접 먹어봐야 하지요. 초코파이에 대해서 아는 게 아니라 먹어봐야지만 정말로 초코파이가 무슨 맛인지 알 수 있는 거죠. 예수님을 정말로 아는 것도 마찬가지예요.
Just like how we have to taste the choco pie to truly know what it tastes like, truly knowing Jesus is similar. The reason why we worship, listen to the sermons, read the Bible, pray, and have Sunday school is not to just learn facts about Jesus, but to truly, truly know Jesus, to meet him, to talk to him, to listen to him, to walk with him, to fall deeper in love with him.
우리가 주일날 예배를 드리고 설교를 듣고 성경 말씀을 읽고 기도하고 주일 학교를 다니는 이유는 단지 예수님에 대한 사실을 배우기 위해서가 아니에요. 예수님을 정말로 알고 관계를 갖는 것이에요. 예수님을 만나고 예수님과 이야기하며 예수님을 말씀을 듣고 예수님과 함께 걷고 예수님과 더욱 깊이 사랑에 빠지는 것이죠.
You see, everything that we do in our worship and in our QT is to get to know the person that is Jesus. For us, this is possible because Jesus is not a dead person. He is real and living. He was resurrected from the dead and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. We can listen to him, speaking to us through the word. We can talk to him back in prayer. He is there for us when we are going through the good times and when we are going through the bad times.
우리가 예배와 큐티에서 하는 모든 일들은 예수님을 알아가는 것이에요. 우리에게 이것이 가능한 것은 예수님은 죽은 분이 아니시기 때문이에요. 예수님은 살아계세요. 우리 예수님은 죽은 자 가운데서 부활하셔서 전능하신 하나님 아버지 우편에 앉아 계세요. 우리는 성경 말씀을 통해 예수님이 우리에게 말씀하시는 것을 들을 수 있고 또 우리는 기도를 통해 예수님께 말할 수 있어요. 어려운 시기나 좋은 시기를 겪을 때 예수님은 언제나 우리 곁에 같이 계세요.
The fact that Jesus is living is like the difference between knowing about Abraham Lincoln, let's say, and truly knowing George W. Bush. President Bush is still alive. So theoretically, I can go down to his ranch in Texas right now, he lives in Texas, and ask President Bush if he truly sent this letter to me. I cannot truly know Lincoln because he has passed away. He's dead. I can read facts about him, but I can't talk to him. On the contrary, though, we can truly know Jesus because he is living, living victoriously over death. And guess what? This living Jesus is talking to us right now through a letter of his own, the Bible. And it's not simply a regular letter, though. It's a love letter from Jesus written to us.
살아계신 예수님은 우리에게 성경 말씀을 통해 우리와 대하고 계십니다. 그저 성경은 그저 예수님에 대한 책이 아니에요. 성경 말씀은 예수님이 우리들에게 사랑의 편지를 쓰신 것이죠. 부시 대통령의 편지를 받았을 땐 너무 좋았어요. 근데 만왕의 왕인 예수님의 편지를 받았을 때는 생각도 할 수 없을 만큼 좋았어요.
I was excited when I received a letter from President Bush, but I'm even more than thrilled to receive a love letter from King of Kings. And the letter from President did not even have my name on it. But Jesus knows my name. And Jesus knows your name. And I want all of us to meet this living Jesus and truly, truly get to know him. And how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we must first meet him, found in his love letter to us. The Bible is a letter from Jesus, not just a book about Jesus. Remember, our goal is not to just know facts about Jesus, but to truly know him. Let's listen to what Jesus is saying to us through his word.
여러분 모두가 이 살아계신 예수님을 만나 정말로 그분을 알기를 원합니다. 그래서 다음에 큐티를 할 때 이런 기도로 시작해 보세요. 하늘에 계신 우리 아버지, 오늘 살아계신 말씀을 통해 예수님을 만나게 도와주세요. 예수님에 대한 사실뿐만 아는 것이 아니라 살아계신 예수님과 관계를 갖기를 원합니다. 그러면 살아계신 예수님이 팔 뻗고 여러분을 환영하고 있는 것을 발견하게 될 것입니다. 그리고 예수님을 더 많이 알고 사랑하게 되면 예수님을 더욱더 닮아가게 될 거예요.
To meet Jesus, I want us to pray a short prayer next time we do our QT. Like this. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to meet Jesus today through your living word. Not just to know about Jesus, but to have a relationship with the living Jesus. And you know what? You'll find that living Jesus is right there, ready to embrace you with open arms. And you know what's even more amazing? As we get to know Jesus more and more, you will find that we also become more and more like Jesus.